Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Ayin Vav. The Gemara here is a continuation of the sugya that started on Daf Ayin Hey, the sugya of Psuadaka and Kurshavcha, all the different prati dinim of what makes someone a Psuadaka or Kurshavcha. Gemara starts in the Banim of Ayin Hei and Mebeis. Now, Uvda the Hava of Pumbedisa, there was a case in Pumbedisa, the Statim Guvsa the Shech Vezera, under it that brings the Shech Vezera was sealed, the Ampib Gemakim Ktanim, and the Shech Vezera went out in the place for the Meir Aglayim. It used the conduit of the Meir Aglayim. Savra Abiva Bar Abaya Lachshuri, Abiva Abaya held that it was kosher, and Rashi says, Shoenkan Le Psuav Le Dach Le Kars. The injury here is not petsua, it's not wounded, it's not dach, it's not crushed, v'lekaris, and it's not cut. Amar afapi mishum da'asim imuloy amrisi milu malisa. Kaima mevashla, shleim kaima loy mevashla. Sheikh Vezera can only properly, if it's in its proper place, its own conduit. But if it's going through the makam of the Meir Aglayim, then the Sheikh Vezera won't work and he won't be able to have children. Now this Gemara clearly indicates that the sign of Psuadaka and Kurshavcha is a makkah which will prevent children. And the Gemara that discusses the many different cases of Psua and Dach and Nichras and the Prate Dinim is all a discussion what will prevent man from being able to have children, what will not. Anything that will prevent the from having children is Nichlam, Psuadaka and Kurshavcha, anything not, not. Emphasis, some of the Gemaras here on Daf Ayin Hei and Daf Ayin Vav indicate that. Rava's answer to Humer Rabbanan, when he asked them, how do you know Psuadaka means Ma'isa Maka Me'imi Reishai? So Rava says, because it was Leimane Be Deiris. Shma'amina Ba'isa Maka Mu. It didn't say how many generations of Psuadaka is possible. So Ma'amela means it was Ba'isa Maka. See, clearly the Pshat is that the Psuadaka is defined as one that can't have any Deiris, that can't have children. And who had in the Gemara earlier that asked the Kasha, Nikiv loy meilid, vahu gavad the salak of the kula, the charizis slew a beitz, and enough nekachut the mugla va'oilid. The fact that he was meilid, vaisis Nikiv is not called the psuadaka. The Gemara says, Asholach shmul akame the rav, omelet seich azor abonim ma'ayinheim. No, that Nikiv is a psuadaka, and therefore we know that the children are not his. Go find out who the children are, like Rashi says, on se'ishtai. All these Gemaras clearly indicate that Psuadaka, by definition, is one who's not meilid. And an injury that's not meilid, by definition, makes him a psuadaka. That's the mashmais of the Gemara. Now, there's a Levush. In Siman Hey, the Levush is not that way. The Levush, in his discussion of what we discussed in the previous shir, of Misha Eilei Lebeit Sa'achas, he brings the Rishonim that Nitl Beit Sa'achas is still kosher. He brings the Raya, because many people have this operation done and they still could have children. And he brings the Shita that says that it's possible, and the way he brings it is the Yesh Aimim Sha'afa Pishur Usha Mailad Ainlach Shir Bakach Love Bakal. Even though you see that he has children, still he can't be maxim for that to come lakal. And he says, Vyesh Lakhish the Vrayim Lahachma the Isidai Raisa. The Afa Pisha Mailid Mikomaka Mikhlal Daliyav Nosak Vakharisu. Even though he does have children, he's still a Psuadaka. And then he says that if they were a Chayshish for his words, if they when Saimach on the Mekilim and had children, children would be kosher l'kuli alma because there's no din darius by Psuadak and Kurshavcha. That's what it says in the L'chayr. It's very shver. Like we pointed out, the Kama Gemaris that are clearly mashma that a Psuadaka cannot have children. So what is the Levush saying that even though he could have children, he's still called a Psuadaka? L'chayr Pel of the Levush. There's a Rag of Emden. He wrote a sefer called Igeris HaBekiris. Chuvis on this inyan of Psuadaka, a sefer called Igeris HaBekiris, is brought in the Eitzar HaPeskin in Siman Hei. And he goes to fend for the Levush. And he says, two possible terutzim. One is that could be it's a machloikis in the Gemara if he's meilud or not. In other words, Rav had said that since the Torah wasn't meinad dayreis, so Rav assumed that he wasn't meilud. But the Humer Rabbanan that asked on him that maybe the reason why I didn't say Darius is because he's Aser, and there is no Issa Darius, but really he could have children. Because we're not talking about a Kurshav Chomei Issa Makai. It's his head, maybe it's his lips, maybe it's his nose. So when the Gemara brings other Rayas that it's not, the Braisa that says, Lo Yavei Mamzer, Ma Mamzer, Malhalam Ba Issa Makam, Afkam Ba Issa Makam. So, we don't like Rava, And we hold, like when the Gemara thought that maybe it's the head or the lips or the nose, that has nothing to do with not having children. So who did now it's by Samakam? Also, it's not necessarily Tully and not having children. So it's a machlekes in the Gemara. It also has a suggestion that when the Gemara says it's Eina Meilid, it doesn't mean it's Eina Meilid altogether. It doesn't mean that it's absolutely scientifically impossible to have a Leda. It means I'll be right if it's Eina Meilid. So Meilid, Tara doesn't have to discuss Dairis because Bederach Klal, there's no Dairis. And that's how he explains when the Gemara says that he told them to say V'chazar al-banav me'ayinheim, he didn't mean to say for sure it's not from him. He said, no, check it out. Go try to find out. If you find out that there's a suspicion the issue is Mezanis, then you'll know it's not from him. But if you don't, she seems to be a very frumma Becheskes Kashrus Hatznua, then you'll have to say that it's from the rare infrequent cases. Suadaka Ismailid. Is it a terutzim there, a bank of Emden gives? But the Chassam Sefer in Simon Yud Zayin, and then Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igris Moshe, and Evan Ezra, Chelik Beis, Simon Gimel, the Matcha, the Rabbi Yankov, them, the Mikol, the Kol, they said, it's not Shaykh, Bechlal, the Gemara is Mamish, Mavuri, Zayin, and Meilid, about his Taina, that maybe it's a Machlekes, so Rav Moshe says, if Rav held Zayin, and Meilid, and Rav brought the Raya because it didn't say Dairis, so you don't see that anyone argues on Rav, the Umar Rabbanu was just discussing the Drasha of the Psukim. Rav is hanocha that if ain't a meilid, where do you see anyone argues on it? And even if Humra Abana does argue, but if Adar Lach is like Rava, Lach is always like Rava. If Adar is no machlekes, and he says it's al pi raiv, the Pashtus HaGemara is very much not mashman that way. Pashtus HaGemara is mashman, it's impossible to be meilid. Daichik to learn it's al pi raiv. And he also says that the Rishaynim are quite not mashman, not like the Levush. Levush says that the Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from the fact that Anitul Beitz Achas is Meilid, the fact that we see Kama times it's Meilid, that was a raya that it's kosher. That was one of his rayas to learn up Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shebrechem and Breike is Tumab b'dei Adam, and there's a chut, you need to learn if, so like we explained in the previous year. The Rishaynim, the Ramban and the Ridva who argue with him, and they address the question that he says that Kama b'dei Adam are Meilid, and they say, Tzevich Hazar al-banam ayinheim. No, they're not Meilid. You don't have a raya that they're Meilid. Since the way they learn the Gemara, it comes out, is a psuadakam, the Mela, that convinced them that they're not Melad, and they rejected any evidence to the contrary. But none of the Rishaynim say like the Levush, that even though he's Melad, he's still a psuadakam. Okay, it seems to be clear from all the Rishaynim that if he was Melad, that would be clear that he's not a psuadakam. The question is, do we have a right to learn the Gemara is not a psuadakam in order to shtim the fact that it would seem to us that they're being Melad? Or is the Gemara clear that he is a psuadaka by Nitul Be'achas, which would make us clearly think that, which would make us be come to the conclusion that they're not Meilid, and if ever hear that they are, it's Sechazar Alban of Me'ayinheim. So Rabbi Yankov Emden is Taka very Shver. For Rav Moshe in the Tshuva says a very interesting Chiddush, and Lefila Chiddush, I think we can understand the Levush also. Because the Tshuva was, the Shaila that was asked to Rav Moshe was that there was someone who wasn't able to have children. The doctors wanted to take a little bit of the testicle, a biopsy, in order to test it, in order to be able to find the refuah for him. The question was, is he called a petsuadaka? Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva the following. He says, the fact is that after these biopsies, you could have children. But that would indicate clearly that he's not a petsuadaka. That's where he goes through the pilpul to say clearly, not like Rabbi Yankov Emden that says that it's a machlekes, or they could have children outside of miyat. He says, no, the Gemara clearly indicates in Kama Mekaymus that if he's a psuadaka, he won't be able to have any children at all. And we know that by taking a bit of the beitza, he still could have children. And therefore, that would indicate he's not a psuadaka. This is Nikav HaBeitza. This is a very clear braisa and a psak halach in the Ram and Shulchan Aruch, this is a psuadaka. What do we do with the fact that we know that he could have children? Moshe says it must be it's nishtanu ativa. In the times of Chazal, they were not able to have children. But in our times, they are able to have children. It must be nishtanu ativa. It says the concept of nishtanu ativa, you find in a lot of places. A lot of times you find the Chazal discusses a certain scientific metzius. And already in the Rishaynim's time, the Rishaynim saw clearly that the metzius was not the way. And they assumed that the metzius changed, nishtanu ativa. Rav Moshe says that by trefa, we find, and learns this up in the Rambam, that when it's nishtanu ateva, and something which bisman chazal, the behemah had a defect, and that defect would not allow the behemah to live for 12 months, and the behemah was a trefa, but then it was nishtanu ateva, And today, Behemoth could live with this defect for 12 months, which seems to be true about a lot of different treifas that Chazal say. We go bus in a Metzias that was there, Bizman Chazal, Bizman Matan Teir. Bizman Matan Teir, Bizman Chazal, it was unable to live for 12 months. That tells the fact that it's a treifa. Really, even now when it's Nishtana, but still, the Ilchus treifa still stays. And that's what he brings from the Rambam at the end of Ilchus Shrita. He says, so maybe Psuudak is also that way. Maybe by Psuudak also, even though today, by Nikav HaBeitza, could have children, but since Bizman Chazal, Nikav HaBeitza cannot have children, that tells him a vek for Psuudak, and when it's Nishtana, whatever, the Halacha doesn't change. So he said it depends. If the pshat is that the lamashul by treifa, if the pshat is not living 12 months is a simen that it's a treifa. It's not the siba. The siba is the particular defect is a siba why it's a treifa. That the halacha that doesn't live for 12 months, that's a simen. So the mela, that simen was given for the metzias bizman matan teir bizman chazal, where if it didn't live for 12 months bizman matan teir bizman chazal, so then we know it's a treifa, and even if it's a shtanu whatever and it could live, it remains a treifa. Because the not living 12 months is not the siba for the hilchus treifas. Shankain by psuadaka. You could say that the psuadaka, the ikka what says psuadaka, is the fact that it can't be meulad. Psuadaka is defined as an injury which can't make a meulad. So that depends on the times. And Chazal shtel levek dalacha for their times, for their teva. And at that time, these are the injuries that can't be meulad. And memela, These are what's aser, but if the teva changes, and now it could be meilad, so then it becomes mutter. So he says like this, he says by treifa, the yudchas treifas that were given, the halachas treifas were given halachal l'meisha misinai, yudchas treifas nimsu l'meisha misinai, the Gemara says. So the Torah didn't just say that an injury which would make the behema not live for 12 months, that's treifa, and let Chazal figure out b'chachmasam which injuries are that. Moshe Rabbeinu was given Misinai exactly the halachas treifas. The din of 12 months is just a simen, not a siba. For when it's a shtana, they could live 12 months, the halacha doesn't change. And again, the laws of Psuudak and Kurshafka, you don't find anywhere it's called the halacha l'meisha Misinai, these particular laws. Okay, the Torah says Psuudak and Kurshafka. And we understand from the pasuk that means an injury which prevents later. That's how we understand the pasuk. And Chazal b'chachmasim shtelavek for us, which injuries prevent later. Now it's for their door. When it's a shtana teva, the halacha becomes a shtana. That's the shtickle it says in Igris Meisha. Now Rav Meisha doesn't explain here, but he explains this in another place. He explains this in the tshuva in Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis Simenai and Gimel. Is that why, when the Rishonim were confronted, both by Treifas and by Psuudak and Kurshavcha, when the Rishonim were confronted with a discrepancy between the Metzias the way Chazal told you, like by Treifa, when Chazal says it's not going to live for 12 months, or by Psuudak and Kurshavcha, where Chazal say it's not going to have 12 children, and the Metzias of their times, where people told them that there come the cases where the Behemoth does live for 12 months by Treifas, and by Psuudak and Kurshavcha, like Rabbeinu Tam said, was Nitul Beitz Achas, and they do have children, Shainim's response was, Ein Lanu L'Divrei Chazal. By Psuudak and Kurshavcha, they say, Tzei Chazal B'nei Mayin Heim. I don't believe he could have children. If his wife had children, it must have been from someone else. Treifas, they say, impossible to live for 12 months. There must have been some mix-up. There's a long tshuva sirajua about that nekuda. So why could Rav Moshe say with the confidence here, by Nikav HaBeitza, which is a psuudak l'kuli alma, that today we see that he could have children, and maybe we had to say nishtana whatever. Maybe say like the Rishonim say, say v'chazar al-banim ayin heim. So Rav Moshe explained in the other tshuva, the Rishonim, all they had was anecdotal evidence. Nothing was documented. Nothing was 100% clear. The most they could have understood from first-person experience is a few cases. It was very poor communication. There was no telephones. There was no telegrams. There was no trains. Certainly no airplanes. And therefore, it was really impossible to establish a scientific fact with certainty. So if you do find the discrepancy between what is commonly accepted scientific fact of their times, which what it says in the Gemara, it's not any problem at all to say that there's something wrong with the scientific fact, with the experimentation that was done, with the documented cases, Ein Lanu L'Divrei Chazal. Today it's different. Today, with the improved communications and the writing and the printing, documentation of cases, you could have thousands and even millions of cases that are documented. He says there, Lagabe Trefus, the Rashi himself knows in Gan Eden that things changed. We don't have any way of saying that it's not that way. That's what Rav Meisher was assuming. Therefore, we have to say Nishtanu Ativim, which is not a very big deichik. Nishtanu Ativim. We find this concept of Nishtanu Ativim many times in Halacha. We find the Gemara says that a woman in a full-term pregnancy cannot give birth during the 9th month. She'd have to wait the whole 9 months. And the Ramah already says Nishtanu Ativim, and today they could give birth earlier. And Chazal say that a cow cannot give birth if he's less than 3 years old, and today the cows give birth at 2 years old. There are many, many document cases of Nishtanu Ativim, which Rishayim already say. So Melehu Adin, Rav Meisher is assuming, by Nikiv Beit Sa'achas, where a bit of the testicle is taken, such a procedure is done so commonly, and it's so documented, and the communication is so good, that we could zicha know that there are thousands and thousands of such cases. Certainly can't say in all them, say the Chazal Banim Ayinim. It's impossible. Therefore, Rav Meisher says, Yishtikl, that by Trefus, by Nishtanu Ativim, he brings from the Rambam, the halacha is treifus day, because there, the fact that it didn't live 12 months is a simen, not a siba. The siba is the actual injury. They're all given halacha l'meishim yisinai. They're all going to remain la'ol me'alamim. Masha'en kain, su'udakim kershavka, where the halachas weren't given halacha l'meishim yisinai. They were just given over to chachamim, to the chazal, b'chachmasam, to figure out what causes ein roi l'haylid. When the science changes and they become royal lahila with these injuries, the halacha will also change, and therefore Rav Meisher is matir, the one that was nitl mat mi beit zachas. Lefir Rav Meisher's svara, I think the levush also holds that way. Avada levush saw the rishonim. Avada levush saw Rav Natan that said that since many people have children, even if it was nitl beit zachas, so mel that shows me clearly that it's not a psuadaka, and therefore hafti mechalti nitl nifsa. Avada saw the rishonim's rebuttal. That said, no, it's not a riot. Say the Chazal b'ayim el banim ayinim. The Ritval like says that the Rambam was a tremendous doctor also. And he also passed kenitl beit z'achas as a psuadaka. Vais says they can't have children. Vais says your medical facts are incorrect. And he wasn't trying to argue with the Rishonim. Avadi understood that the definition of psuadaka is someone that doesn't have children. In the Chisa, the Levush already felt that it was already at his time much more firmly documented that someone with only one beitza could have children. Bush felt, even his time, even though the communications didn't improve so much from the times of Rishonim, but Weiss says he felt it was enough documented that he wasn't willing to say that on all of it it's not true. The stomach, what Levush means also, is that it was Nishtanu Ativim. Now he holds, not like Rav Meisher, he holds that the din of Psudak and Krishavcha has the same din of Trefa. That you do say that the Pratim were given Allah HaMashim Yisinai. And it is totally on what couldn't be Mailid Bizmah Matan Teirah. And today, that it could be Mailid, Allah doesn't change, and there's still a Psuudak in a Kershavka. That's what I would think the Pshat and the Levush is. So, Kumdei Samachalikis, Levush and Mesh is only on this Nakuda. That when it's Nishtanu Ativim, when something which Alpi the Gemara, Alpi Shas and Paiskim, it is a Psuudaka. And today we see clearly, but even that we can't make any mistake about it, that it has children. If Meish holds in, the din would change because Psuudak and Krushavka was totally on today's time if he could have children. Meish holds no, Psuudak and Krushavka have the same din as Trefus as totally in HaChazal Suda Mitzias. Mitzias of Chazal's time. And now let's go a little weiter. The Gemara says, Omrav Yudam Shmuel, Nike Vinistam, if there was a hole and the hole got sealed, Kol Shila Nikri Vinikra Apostle. When he's mitzi zera, the hole becomes unsealed, it becomes ripped, it's pasul v'lav kasher. And the Gemara discusses the exact pratim. Then the Gemara says about this case, Shalach le'rav v'braid d'rabba l'rav Yosef, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, heichi avdina. How do exactly we make this test if when he's mitzi zera, the hole becomes unsealed? First says a complicated thing with some hot bread. That's how he'll get them to be mitzi zera. And Abaye says, what do you mean? Ata kulal mi'akav avinu avi. That's the only way you could do it. There's everyone like of Avinu who's Leroa Keri Miyamav. El Amra Abaye Stam, you bring to him Big Dei Tzivayinim of the Isha. He's Mahar about the Isha, and that's what we made Tzizera. And Rava says, Otu Kul Amma Bezile HaGalodihu. Well, just Ali Dei here, he'll be able to be made Tzizera. El Mechvara Tekirishanim Yikara, you do the Eitzah with the bread. So now this is the two kashas you can ask on this Gemara. One kasha is, what's the big deal? How to be made Tzizera? You can be made Tzizera beyond. The Gemara neither calls it menafim biyad. Rubbing the Avi could be Maitzizera that way. What's the big kasha of the Gemara? Why would that be a basha to Eitzah? And second of all, what's Bechal the Hetta to Maitzizera? We all know that Maitzizera Levatolim is a Chamadika Isser. What's the Gemara saying? Can be Maitzizera in order to see if he's a Kershafchu or not? What's the pshat in the Gemara? So, there's a Tarets from Rav Moshe Feinstein. A lot of Achreinim also say Ke'en Zeh. Zeh B'Kai V'Zeh B'Kai. Nigris Moshe, Evan Ezechel, like Aleph Simenayin, says a very clear Mahalach how to answer this kashas. He says, there's two dinim in Maitzi Zeh Levatola. There's one halacha that says, V'nishmarin to mikol davira, v'arin k'suvis daf menvav, shlehai odna miyayin v'yav le'tumah b'layla. There's an issa to do anything which might bring to Hatzah Zeh Levatola. V'nishmarin to mikol davira. There's another Isser, there's a Gemara Nida that says Loisinuf, there's Lashon of Loisanif, Loisinuf Biyad, Loisinuf Biregel. An Isser to rub the Eva with, put it to your Maitzi Zera from the Eva, that's like a Niyuf, that's Loisinuf Biyad, Loisinuf Biregel. Dr. Rav Meisha, so Lagabi the Isser of Nishmaitim Yikol Davira, the Isser of Eitzah Zera Levatola, which is even Ali Dehir, Shleyahar Odom Miyayim Vyavli Dehitum Balayla. The Isser is a Tanai that it has to be Eitzah Zera Levatola. It has to be that there's no purpose, constructive purpose with the Eitzah Zera. That's the Yisr. Where it's being done for a constructive purpose, it's being done in order to check to see if he's a psuadako or not. And if you don't do this test, you won't be able to get married b'chlal. It's about the constructive purpose. The male is no Yisr of Eitzah Zera Levatola. But that's only when it's done through a grama, through the Eitzah with the bread, through the Eitzah with Big Ditzivainim and the Hir, never not touching the Aver at all. It's just done through a grammar. So there, the whole list is Mishmaitim called of Ira, which is even Ali Dehir, and that you need a Tanai of Levatola. Ashein Kain, when it's done Ali Dehir V'yand, then you have another Isser. Then you have this of Lysinuf, Lysinuf V'yand. Lysinuf V'yand is also, even if it's for a constructive purpose, even if you need it in order to be Mutalav and Bakal, you still can't do the Lysinuf V'yand. You still have no Eitzah to do Lysinuf V'yand. The Isser of Lysinuf V'yand is even when it's Levat, even when it's not Levatola. That's a shtickle from Rav Meisha. If he says he applies this to testing the Zera in order to have children, yeah, although there wouldn't be an issa of Eitzah Zera Levatola if it's done through other ways, it can't be done directly beyond the Beregel because that's also even for the purpose of having children, that's the issa of Eitzinif Beyad. That's Rav Meisha's psak, and that's how it's gebayt straight from Agamar. And now let's start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Psuadaka ukrushafcha mutarim begiyaris umushachores. I'm psuadaka and ukrushafcha, allow to marry a geyaris, allow to marry a freed shafcha. Rashi says, leikri kal, going like the man, the Yomar of Yesi, that kahal geyim leikri kal, the kal geyim could marry the psule kal, could marry the mamzer, the amaini mayavi, could also marry psuadaka and ukrushafcha, they're not considered kal. Veina masur mel melava bakal, the issa psuadaka and ukrushafcha is only to marry kahal, shnema liyavi psuadaka krushafcha bakal Hashem. The Gemara says, boi minei Rav Sheshes, they asked Rav Sheshes a shayla. Psuadaka kohen, ma'o begeris and mishachreris. Could a psuadaka who's a kohen marry a geris and a mishachreris? A kohen, normally, is also to marry a geris and a mishachreris, because that's an issa zayna. It's a Gemara earlier. A Mishnah, Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph, Ein Zayna El Gyeris and Meshachreris Shenivla Be'ilaz Nus. So normally Kayin's asked to marry a Gyeris and Meshachreris, she's a Zayna. What about a Psuadaka Kayin? How should that be different? So the Marish Shaili is B'Kedusha Sei Kayin. Does he have his old Kedusha of Aser? Adil Malam B'Kedusha Sei Kayin V'Shari. He does not have his Kedusha and his Mutter. Psuadaka loses the Kedusha's Kuna, and therefore is mutter to marry a Geris and a Meshachreris. So Amalei Rav Sheshes Tanisur, Rav Sheshes says we have a Braisa, that's clear. Psuadaka Yisrael mutter ben Nesina. It says that a Psuadaka who's a Yisrael is allowed to marry Nesina. Nesina is from the Shiva Umais, from the Gevinim, where normally it's usher to marry a Geris from the Shiva Umais, for anybody. And here a Psuadaka is mutter. If you're going to say Psuadaka still retains his Kedusha, so the Pasuk says, so since you see that a Psuadaka does not have the Issa Leisaschatenbam, you see no longer has the Kedusha, who would then a Psuadaka Kayin would not have an Issa to marry Geris and Meshachres. That's what Rav Sheshes said. Now Rav initially objected because he said that Nesina, when she's a Geris, is only an Issa Derabbanan. The issa de reisa v'leisiskatan bam is dafka when they're goyim. But when they become geyim, there is no issa de reisa v'leisiskatan bam. So meila, you can't bring a raya, the fact that a psuadaka can marry a nesina because the guy is issa de rabbanan, they only made on ksheirim, not on psulim. The rabbanan is dafka by ksheirim. But all issuri de reisa perhaps would apply to a psuadaka just like as if it was not a psuadaka. Mar then says, Hadam Rava, we'll see the army. No, Loisis Chatenbam certainly means that when they were Geiris. Why? Because since it says the word Loisis Chatenbam, B'yaisa evichom les luchasnus, nisgayu is luchasnus. The only time you could say that it's called chasnus, it's called by Torah marriage, is dafka when they were Geir, that's called a chasnus. Mashain kain, when the Nisin is a guy, that's not a chasnus altogether, that's not what the Torah meant when it said Loisis Chatenbam. So Parshat Pshat, Rav Sheshes's Raya then stands. Since the Braisa says that a Suadaka Yisrael could marry a Nesina, even though normally there's a Lavois Eschatenba, which Rav's Maskan is that even Begeris, really only Begeris, that's when the Lavois Eschatenba is. So that indicates clearly that a Suadaka does not have Kedusha, can marry a Nesina. Who then a Suadaka Kayin does not have the Kedusha, and he can marry Geris and the Meshacheris. Now the Rishonim, the Ramban, Rajman, Ridva, they all say Lefi Zeh, Halacha L'Maisa, a Psuadaka could also marry a Mamzeris. A Psuadaka would not have any of these Isurim of marriage, wouldn't be considered Kal at all. And they bring a Klari Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi here, in Eifin Art, in Perika Aril, that clearly says that Man Yomanet said, there was a Machlokes in the Yerushalmi, the Man Yomanet said that a Psuadaka Kayin can marry a Geiris, also says that a Psuadaka can marry a Mamzeris. It's all the same Shaila. And Lefi, this Pshat in the Gemara, the Parsha Pshat, the Pshat of the Ramban, Rajma, and Ridva, understand the Gemara Shaila like this. We know that Kol Psulei Kal, a Mutar and Love Ezebezet. Even according to Abihuda, that holds a Kal Geim Ikri Kal, Mams is allowed to marry an Amayin and Mayavi, and vice versa. That's certainly not called Kahal. Because when the Torah said that a certain group can't come Bekal Hashem, that automatically indicates that that group is not Kal Hashem. Kal Hashem is a higher darga, has a higher kedusha, as the Gemara here calls it. It's a higher level of yichus. The Torah was makbid that the higher level of Kal Hashem shouldn't intermarry with the lower level of psulei kal. But anyone who's psulei kal is certainly not in the level of Kal Hashem, is in the level of psulei kal. We Baskin, even a Ger, is not on the level of Kal Hashem. He's not as low as Psulei Kal. So a Yisrael could marry a Ger. But Lidachisa, he's not on the level, he's not as high as the level of Kal Hashem. So it's not a problem if the Ger marries the Psulei Kal, marries the Mamzeris, or Amayin Me'avi marries the Geiris or Kadayma. So the Gemara Shiloh Psuadaka then was, and understand the Isser Psuadaka. Is Psuadaka Bikdusha Seikai? Is Psuadaka on the regular level of Klal Yisrael? Not as a Zaitige Isser. It's not a Psul. It's not a Psul Yichus as that. It's a Zaitige Isser that the Psuadaka happens to have that is Asa B'Kal Hashem. Because of his defect, because of his injury, that asks him B'Kal Hashem. It's Xerius Akasov. But he really could be called Kal Hashem. He would be Asser in the Mamzeris and in the Sina. That's the side of Jusei Kai. And if he's a Kai, he'll be asur in all the Isurei Kuna. Zaina, Chalala, Grusha. He's a regular Kal Hashem. He's a regular Kai. It's all the Kedusha. That is an Issa Kal, not because of a Chsarin Yichas of his, not because of some Chsarin Kedusha that he has because of his Mum. So Mela, he would have all the Isurim to marry a Mamzeris and a Sina. And the Kain also would have the Yisurei Kuna. That's a sign of Yishasei Kai. But the Gemara brought a Raya from the Braisa. The Braisa said he can marry a Nesina. In Dem State, he's love with Yishasei Kai. In Dem State, the Torah considered a Psuadak and a Kurshavcha like Psulei Kal, and not Bechlal Kal. It's not Stam and Isser. It's a Psul like Psulei Kal. So he becomes in the Darga of Psulei Kal, and then, of course, he could marry the Psulei Kal. He could marry Mamzeris and a Nesina. And Lefi Zeh, we have the one and only case that a Kayin could be Nichol and Psulei Kal. Normally a Kayin, if a Kayin, by definition, certainly can't be Amayni and Mayavi, and a Kayin being a Mamzer is by definition a Chol, But here we have a case, the Kayin was born from regular parents, he was a Kayin. An injury happened, the Psuadaka B'dayanam. But like we're saying, Psuadaka is Afgan the Kedusha. He's just like if he's Yisrael, he's Mutim Amzeris in the Sina. So who did he's a Kayin? He doesn't have that Kedusha's Kuna. By Kayin, the Torah was Makbid more on the Yachas, it's Psule Kuna. But he's not even Nichol in Kahal to be also Psule Kahal. Certainly, he's not Nichlo in Kayin to be also in the Psule Kuna. That's why he's mutter in all the Psule Kuna. He's mutter begaris and mishachares. And who and then, of course, he's mutter in a Kedusha, Chalala, and Zaina. That's the Chayyah that saw us as Sugya, feed a Pashib Shat in the Sugya, and that's how the Ramban Rajman Va learned. Now, there's a Machlaikas Achrainim, Lefi this Shita that a Psuadaka is mutter even in Mamzeris, and a Kayin is a Vada mutter in all Psule Kuna. How about to Matami Lamesim? Is this Psuadaka Kayin allowed to be Matami Lamesim? How about to eat Kache Kachim? Could a Psuadaka Kayin eat Kache Kachim? In other words, does he lose the entire status of Kahuna, period? Psuadaka is a Psule Kal, so he's just simply not a Kayin altogether. He's in Schal Lagamri. Or no? Or it's only in regard to marriage issues that he loses his status. But in regard to other things that are related to marriage, so there, the Psuadak and Kurshavka is completely irrelevant. Psuadak and Kurshavka is an issue about marriage. So the Gabe marriage, he goes the Klal of Kedusha altogether. He's even Mutu Psule Kal, Koshke Psule Kuna. Regard to other dinim, to Mitamin Lemesim, or even Lakula, to Ikache Kachim, Avadi could. Chalkas Mechaikik, Mfarish and Evan Ezer, Simon, he assumed he loses all Dine Kuna. He's bothered by Akasha. One of the mumim for Kahanim is called Merayach Ashach, which means that his beitzim were damaged. And it says before in the pasuk, Lechem Alekav, Minakache Akadashim, Minakadashim Echel, he's Ladi Ikache Kachim. So you see, his beitzim are damaged, and he still has Kedushas Kuna, Tikache Kachim. He's bothered by this Kasha. But the Achrayim answered, Mishkan is Yankiv. Posenem is unlike the Chalakas Mechaikik that he loses his Kedushas Kuna entirely. That you could say that that's talking about B'dei Shemayim. That's from B'dei Shemayim. Zichah, like the Rambam, that Ide Chayli is called B'dei Shemayim, you could say it's talking about B'dei Shemayim. But even if not, you could say it was in Me'imai. You could say that mum was B'dei Shemayim. He's not a Psuadak in the Kroshavka. He's completely cautious. B'dei Shemayim. The male is not sure that he could eat from the Kachay Kadashim. Om halachin achrenim, that when you say Lavit Yishzekai and you can marry the Psulei Kuna, he's totally not a Kayin. He can metame lemesim, and he can't eat kache kachim. The Beis Meim and Evan Ezer, and this where the Chazon Ish also holds no. It's dafke lagabe in yonei zivug. So Dan Kreshav will make him ois b'kedusha lagabe marriage issues. Lagabe any other issue, eating metame lemesim or eating kachim, he's still in gan sin a Kayin. Avad, he can't actually do avoid the Beis Hamikdash, he's a balmum, but as a regular din of a kedusha's Kayin, that's a balmum. The Chalakas Mechaikik is bothered. It's often a mission, the first mission in the Perek, that he could eat Shuma. Psuadak Roshavcha, Heim Vavdeim Yechlu. He could eat Shuma, he can machle Zavodim with Shuma. So the Chay, you see, is like a Kain. If he'd be like a Chol Legarmi, how could he eat Shuma? So the Chalakas Mechaikik says, Shuma is different. Even an Evet could eat Shuma, he says. That's why Shuma, he doesn't have to be because you say Kaiti Truma. Chayr is dimming to Evid is a bissel shver, like we spoke in a previous shir from Rabbi Chanan. And Evid eats Truma not mikayach his own schus to eat Truma. Evid eats Truma because the oven is Michael to Evid Truma. That's why, like we said, a shifcha could eat Truma even though she's Nischalla. But a chol can eat Truma. Even a Ashes Kayin, if she's Nischal Bibia, she can eat Truma, like it says Mefurish in the Mishnah. Even Truma is not. Needs that for Sekedusha's Kuna. If you have a Chol, you can't eat Truma. Now, I would think maybe the Pshat is the Chol between Truma, which it's Pashat that he could eat, and Kache Kachim, where there the Mishnah Sangam Chalks Vachayk Asumi can eat, and Tumala Mason Vachuli, is that for anything that an Isha is good enough for, a Psuadaka would be good enough for. An Isha also really doesn't have any Kedusha's Kuna. She can't do Avaid in the Beis HaMikdash. She's Materis the time of Lemesim. She can marry anyone she wants. Marry a Cholol. He has no Kedushas Kuna. But still she could eat Chuma. Because Chuma is not totally in Kedushas Kuna. Chuma is totally in Zera Iron. Even without any Kedushas Kuna. I chol. Chol is like lav zarish al aronu. Mechlal becomes afkoa from the etzim din zare aron, from the whole mishpachas kuna. Somehow we're ending on that if Sudak and Khrushchev Kuzuchas is in the mishpachas kuna, just to have absolutely no kedushas kuna, so they go from Isha. And Melahuuddin Lafizah, they could have had the Kachim Kalim, like an Isha could be Kachim Kalim, who would then like the Chachs Mechaikiks Tzushtel to Evan, and Evan could be Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kachim, where you need Zichre Kuna, that you need Kedushas Kuna for. There, then ending on, that if Suadak and a Khrushchevka has no Kedushas Kuna, he can metamel a mason, he won't be able to Kachim Kachim. What I'm saying is like an Isha. The Isha also doesn't have Kedushas Kuna, she's still could eat Truma. But this is all like the Pshat of the Ramban, Rashi, Ridvan, other Rishainim, that the Gemara's Maskana is Lav Kedusha Sekai, completely no Kedusha, marry a Mamzeris, a Nesina, a Kai, and also can marry all the Yisurei Kuna, Chalal Grusha and Zaina. And the Biyam is because the Gemara's naming on, if a Psu Daka, the Khrushchevka, can't come Makal Hashem, it's not Stamin, is it? Which then you'd say, he be'etzim is called Kal Hashem. He has all the Kedusha. He has all the restrictions of Kal Hashem. Which is just an issef him to be above a Kal Hashem. No, that makes him ice Kal Hashem. It puts him in the Kedusha in the Darg of Psulei Kal Mamish. He has no restrictions Kal Hashem has, because he's Psulei Kal. And who would then, Kol Shken, had no restrictions of Kuna. And like we said, things not regarding to marriages of Machlaikas Achreinim. Now, the Baal Amar, and some other Rishayim also, the Shulti Gevarim brings from the Riyaz, also this way, paskins that Absuadak is Asa b'Mamzeris. And Absuadak HaKayin is Asa b'Giyaris. And the Baal Amar explains as follows. The reason why the Gemara accepted Rav Sheshes' Raya, that it's Paka Kedushasai, is because of the Braisa that says that the Absuadak is Mutta b'Nesina. And Nesina is Dachanissa d'Raisa. Even b'Giyaris. So therefore, shows you that it's Paka Kedusha Asai. But other Gemaras clearly say that Nesina is an Issa Derabanan. We'll try to be Mayrich more about this Sugya and Dafayin Tess. It's a big Machlaikis Yishainim, what the Maskanis HaGemara is. The Sugya is clear that Nesina is an Issa Deraisa and the Pasuk Leis Chatenbaum is going B'Geirusan. But other Sugyas sound clear mashma that Nesinim are an Issa Derabanan. And the Pasuk Leisus Katenbaum is going Dafka B'Gayusam. Once in his guise, is there a bun? Like Rav is having in a Lefiza. If that's Taka Alocha, that's how the Rambam paskins. If that's Taka the Psaka Alocha, so Rav Sheshes' Raya is off. Hazak the Balamar, Lamaskana Sasugya, we paskin. Sinaman is there a bun? The Pasuk Leisus Katenbaum is going B'Gayusam. B'Gayusam is an Isidra bun. So Mamela, all we see from the Braisa is that Psuadaka is Mutter and Issa Derabbanan. So Kumdais and all Issa Deraisa, we have to be Machma like the Tzad of Kedusha Sekai. Mamela, Psuadaka is Asa B'Mamzeris, Psuadaka Kain is Asa B'Gyaris and Shechreris and other Issa Kuna. But in regard to things that are only Asa B'Derabbanan, yeah, they are Abbanan, we're in Geyser, and therefore Psuadaka is Mutter B'Nesina. That's the Pshat of the Baal Amar. And Rishayim. But like we said, these Rishayim, the Ramban, Rashi, Ridva, Oid, they hold that, no, the Maskana is that a Nesina of B'Gerusim is a Nesina D'Raisa. In Kama V'Kama Sugyas, that go that Nesina is a Nesina D'Raisa. But it's a big Machlekes, it's not Mamashava Sugya. We'll try to get to an Dafayin Tess. Feel the way they learned that Nesina is a Nesina D'Raisa, Sekundas of Sheshes Raya is Kama V'Kam Nitzava. Sheshes Raya stays the Maskana. Mele the Maskana Lefi them, Psuadaka doesn't have any Kedusha and is Mutter with the Psulei Kal. Is then, if a Psuadaka is Mutter with the Mamzeris or not, is actually a Machlaikis Yishayinim, and both days are brought, it's a Machlaikis in the Mechaber and the Ramah in Simen Hei. Now, the Ramam is a third Shita. The Ramam also holds, and this like the Baal Amar, that a Psuadaka is also a Mamzeris. And it follows, because the Ramam, like we said, Paskins Alacha Lamaisa, that Nesina is an Issa Derabanan, the Pasuk Leisus Katenbaum is only going B'Gayusam, B'Gayusam is no Esachasus Mideraisa, and Mele Lefi the Rambam, it would seem that the Raya that Rav Sheshes had wanted to bring from the fact that the Psuadak is Mutter B'Nesina is not a Raya because Nesina is Issa Derabanan, he can't bring a Raya from that Lavit Yishasekoi. The problem is, the Rambam paskins that a Psuadak Koyin is Mutter B'Gayus. And he says, She'ein a b'kedushasai. So that makes the Rambam pretty difficult. So if the Rambam learned like the Baal Amor, the Gemara Shaila was never nifshat l'maskana, because the attempted pshitas from the Sina is incorrect l'halacha that we say that the Sina is derabana. So there is no pshitas. So kum dais yishapaskin then, like the Baal Amor does, that a psuudak akayin is also begayrus. But the Rambam says, no, a psuudak akayin is mutu begayrus, she'ena biktushasai. And if the Rambam holds, like the other Rishaynim, that the Gemara's maskana is that it's paka kedushasei, and the Ebayu is nifshat, and that's why a psuudak akayin is mutu begayrus u'mishuchreris, why would the Rambam say that a psuudak akayin is asa b'memzeris? Only mutu b'nesina, because it's derabanan. If the pshitas is that it's paka kedushasei, so you should even be mutter in the Yisur and the psule called deraisa like memzeris. Is the problem with the Rambam. The two Mahalchim had to understand the Rambam. The Ritva and Rabbi Avraham in Ahar holds that the Rambam essentially learned the Gemara like the Baal Amor, that the Boya, the Shail of the Gemara, was not Ifshat, and it's a Suffolk if the Kayin is Bekdush or not, and that's why he's also Ben Mamzeris. So why is a Psuudak a Kayin Mutin a Geyris and a Mshachreris? So they say, because the Rambam holds that a Geyris and a Mishachreris is only awesome in the Rabbanan. So just like by Nesina we find that they weren't geyser on Psuadaka, Xeris the Rabbanan, who are then, Lagabe, Geyris and Mishachreris, they weren't geyser on the Psuadaka Kayin, the Xer the Rabbanan of Geyris and Mishachreris. Lefilis Mahalach in the Rabbanan. So the Psuadaka Kayin is only mutter in a Geyris and Mishachreris, but is avada also in a Grusha, Zaina, and a Chalala de Raisa. So it's really the same shot as the Baal Amor. The Gemara Shaila wasn't Nifshat because we passing like Rava's Ashkafa Rishayna, we passing like Rava what he wanted to say in the beginning that Leisiskatenbom Begeirusan is the Rabbanan. Pasuk means Begeirusan. El, we can't be Paishat the Shaila. I see, you see in the Braisa that he's Mutter and Isurim the Rabbanan. And therefore, Rabbi Isur the Raisa, we have the Shaila, and therefore we ask him in all Psulei the Raisa. But Geiris and Mishachreiris, the Das HaRambam is a Psul de Rabbanan. The Rambam is, it's very shver. The Rambam is pretty clear, Amish Mefurish, that he holds that Geiris and Mishachreiris is a Zayna de Raisa. It's not just a Din de Rabbanan. But shver, how the Ritvan and Avram and Ahara learning in the Rambam. Going to Baron Yafin, that he had in the Agayus to the Ritvan, at Lamaisa, we learn out the Din Geiris is a Zayna from a Pasuk in Yecheskel, and that would mean it's not, can't be a din from the Navi. That would mean that it's halachal meishim misinai. It's not mefurish b'kra. So it could be the fact that it's halachal meishim misinai, not mefurish b'kra, would give it dinim the Rabbanan. But Ilchai doesn't stem with the Rambam, like he himself points out. He says, are we ashamed that hold because of that, that you don't get malchus on geirus and mishachreris? The Rambam holds you do. The Rambam holds that there's malchus on geirus and mishachreris. Malchus deraisa. It is a very shver pshat in the Rambam. So the other pshat in the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah's pshat, and the Gaon also holds it as pshat, that the Rambam holds, even though the Rambam passes the scene as derabanan, and we can't bring a raya from the fact that a suadaka is mutter ben asina, we can't bring a raya brewer that it's paka kedushasei, but still, that's what Rav Sheshes held. That was Rav Sheshes wanted to be pashit. No one argues on Rav Sheshes, even though the Gemara is deicha is raya, but no one argues on Rav Sheshes. That means, the Gemara means that we should paskin at la v'kishasei koi. Because that's Rav Sheshes held, that psuadak koin is mutter b'geirus and mishachreris, we paskin like Rav Sheshes. So, ay bazoi, why is he asa b'mamzeris? He's not b'kishasei koi. So the Magen Mishnah says, two chalukim, which a guy only seems to hold of one of them. The Magen Mishnah says, you can't bring a raya from koin, which is a lav she'ena shava b'koil. It's not as chama the lave kahuna. So the lave kahuna, which ain't a shava b'koil, I'm going to say a psuadaka should be as kaddish as a kayin. And be also with the psule kuna, and we say it doesn't have the full kedusha of a kayin to be possible with the isure kuna. Mashenke in the lavim of kahol, chamo chama, the lave shain shava b'koil. So there, Mar never said that a psuadaka doesn't have the lavim, the lave kol. That is mutter b'nesina l'dasa ramam is kosas derabanan. Can't bring a raya mamzeris from kayin. Kayin is ain't a shava b'kayil. Mamzeris is shava b'kayil. So he doesn't have the extra kedusha of kahuna to asrim amsule kuna. That is missing because of the psuadaka. does have an ordinary kedusha of kol to asim on sule kol. One chilek the Magen Mishnah says, this chilek the Groh agrees to. Another chilek he says is that since Giyaris is not mefurish b'kra, it's less of an isser. That's why we're matrim for Giyaris. Giyaris is not mefurish b'kra. It's less of an isser. Even among the psule kuna, we can mechalek to Giyaris, which is less of an isser. You need more kedusha to be asir in Giyaris. He's missing the kedusha to asir on the Giyaris. But the other isure kuna, which are mefurish b'kra, the Magen Mishnah says, l'das Rambam, he would be asir. The guy in his mashma, in the first chalak, that he doesn't have enough kedusha to be asur with isurei kahuna, he'll be mutter with all isurei kahuna, but he does have enough kedusha to be asur b'psulei kal, and that's why he's asur b'mamzeres. If in the second pshat, it's not the pshat that it's a suffix, and b'deraisi go l'chumra, and b'derabanan go l'kula. L'gabi kedusha's kuna, l'gabi the din kayim, which is lav she'en eshava b'kayil, so he doesn't have kedusha. He's mutter with the p'sulei kuna, according to the guy, and all p'sulei kuna, according to the Magen Mishnah, just the one that's not Mefurish B'kra, the Geiris and Meshachreris. But Lagabe, Yisurei Kol, Gabi that is B'Kedusha, and he's Asur B'Tayris Vadai in all the P'sulei Kol that are Deraisa. And that that is Mutter B'Nesina is because it's Derabanan. So once again, as he come, three Mahalchim in the Sugya, Alchel Ramban Raj Midva, is that the Maskana Sagamara is, he doesn't have any Kedusha Lagami, no Kedusha's Kuna, no Kedusha's Kol. He's in the Darga P'sulei Kol. Raya is because he's Mutter B'Nesina, and Nesina L'daitam is an Issa D'Raisa, same as Memzeris. And Memela, he's Mutter in all the P'sulei Kol, he's Mutter B'Memzeris, and he's Mutter in all the P'sulei Kuna. Now, like we said, Lefidus is even Machleikis Achreinim, if he has other Dine Kuna, Lefidus Chalik's Mechaikin Mishkin's Yankov, he's Bechal Narakain, he's like a Chol, he can Metamil Amesim, he can't eat Kachi Kachim, but he still can eat Truma, that's Mefurish in the Mishnah. And I assume also Kachim Kalim. We have the Malach of the Balamar. It's a Boyd Leifshita. And the Chumra, we have to assume with Yishrei Kail Legamri, that he's also an Ulim Suri Deiraisa, both Psulei Kal, and if he's a Kayin, Psulei Kuna, including Geiris and Meshacheris. But he's Surim Derabanan, like the Sina, they weren't Geiser. We have the Malach of the Rambam, according to the Dvan of Avram and Ahar, is similar to the Malach of the Balamar, that it's a Boyd Leifshita. And the reason, just one Chilik, that the Rambam holds that he is Mutta Begeiris and Meshacheris, only because the Rambam holds Geiris and Meshacheris is also Derabanan. Like we said, that's Shver. The Rambam seems to hold this Deraisa. Halacha Magen Mishnah, the Gayin in the Rambam is that the Gemara's Maskana was that Lagabi Dine Kuna, which ain't a Shavu B'Kayil, he's Lavik, you should say, Kai, and he's Mutter. Though according to Magen Mishnah, Dafka, if it's Einim first B'Kayil, like Geiris and Meshacheris, according to the Gayin, it makes no Chilik. Lagabi P'Sulei Kol, he's also B'Teris Vadai, ask him, you should say, Kai. That's us, I say. Now, one more Nakudin in the Rambam. The Rambam says, again, the Rambam holds that he's also b'mamzeres. He says, "Suadaka kushavcha also b'mamzeres v'ados shayisur minatayra." And that it is mutter b'nesina is because of the Rabbanan. And so far, this is mamish the Gemara, lefi the first pshat in Rava, which the Rambam holds like that nesina is only nisa the Rabbanan, mamzeres v'ados, which is nisa the Raisa, is aser, but they weren't geyser by Nesina because he's also love of Bekal. Like the Gemara says, he gazer b'ksheirim b'psulim le'gazer. Rama also adds that gazer by also ala sveikais. That the halacha is that someone is also not allowed to marry a suffik mamzer. It is not allowed to marry a suffik mamzer. I mean, deraisa they are. I mean, deraisa is a din mamzer v'adai v'loi mamzer suffik, was mentioned earlier in the Gemara. There's an isser, and a suffik mamzer, an isser derabana. Rambam is buying ice in the sugya, just like we see that a psuadaka, since he's also love of a kol, they weren't geizing him the isser of nesina. Who had dinzak the Rambam, other isuri the rabbanon, they also weren't geizer, so they weren't geizing the isser of shtuki, they weren't geizing the isser of safik mamzeris. So a male, the psuadaka, is allowed to marry a safik mamzeris because it's the rabbanon. Gevaldik, there are two greiser kashas on this Rambam. One is the Beis Shmuel's kasha. Beis Shmuel's kash is as follows. It says the Rambam's logic is good when you're looking at the Psuadaka. You want to know, Psuadaka has an Issa Deraisa to marry a Mamzeris. Now, does he have an Issa Derabanan to marry a Suffolk Mamzeris? The answer is no, because since he's also love of Bakal, they didn't make Yisurin Derabanan. The Rambam's making a perfect dimion, just like they didn't make an Issa Derabanan to marrying a Nesina, Kigazer B'Ksherim B'Psulim Ma'Gazer, Who didn't tie it the Rambam? They didn't make an Issa the Rabbanon to marry a Suffolk Mamzeris. But that's in regard to the Psu Adakas din not to marry a Mamzer. What about the Suffolk Mamzeris' din not to marry a Psul Kal? Also an Issa the Rabbanon for a Suffolk Mamzeris to marry a Mamzer. A Suffolk Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Mamzer, even though Midaraisa, just like we say, Layovei Mamzer Vadai, Veloy Mamzer Suffolk. Who then we say Kahal Vadai Veloy Kahal Suffolk, that a Suffolk Mamzer is allowed to marry a Mamzer Vadai. But Midarabanan, a Suffolk Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Suffolk Mamzer. Mamzer not allowed to marry a Mamzer Vadai, I mean. This girl, this lady that's a Suffolk Mamzeris, just like she's not allowed to marry a Mamzer Midarabanan, she's not allowed to marry a Maimi or a Mayavi Midarabanan. Because of the tzad that maybe she's the Bas Yisrael, which Midarais is not a problem because Kal Vadai, but Midarabanan, she has to be afraid that maybe she's the Bas Yisrael. And why wouldn't that also answer her for marrying a Psu Adaka? And the scene is no problem. An Asina, Kal Gerim Laikri Kal. An Asina can marry a, even though an Asina doesn't have a Psul Deraisa, but she can marry a Psule Kal. Upon Kal Gerim Laikri Kal. A Suffolk Mamzeris. Why doesn't she have to be chayshish min rabbanan to the tzad that maybe she's not a mamzeris, and that would ask her for marrying the psu adaka? We understand very good why the psu adaka doesn't have to be afraid maybe she is a mamzeris. Because being afraid that someone's a mamzeris is a din der rabbanan. I mean, the raisa are only guys who are nevadei mamzeris, and they didn't make din in der rabbanan for a psu adaka because he's a psul kal. He goes to b'ksheim a psu like gazu. Why doesn't the mamzeris, the Suffolk mamzeris, have to be chayshish that maybe she's a bas yisrael, and she's also to marry a Psu Adaka? That's the Beis Shmuel's kasha. Hey, the Mehuda asks even a shtaker a kasha. He asks, the Beis Shmuel's only asking that l'chari, this case should be an Issa d'Rabbanan, even though it's not an Issa d'Rabbanan on the Psu Adaka to marry the Suffolk Mamzeris, but there should be Issa d'Rabbanan on the Suffolk Mamzeris, Suffolk Yisraelis, Altzer Suffolk Yisraelis to marry a Psu Adaka. Issa d'Rabbanan. In fact, the night the Mehuda, here is a case of a Vadai Issa Deraisa. Psu Adaka to marry a Suffolk Mamzeris, that's a Vadai Issa Deraisa. Why? Macha Cheshbet. If she's a Mamzeris, could the Psu Adaka marry her? The answer is no. A Psu Adaka, according to the Rambam, has an Issa Deraisa to marry a Mamzeris. Agave Psu Leikal, we say, but you should say Koi. A Psu Adaka is also a Deraisa to marry a Mamzeris. If she's not a Mamzeris, if she's a Yisraelis, could the Psu Adaka marry her? No. If she's the Yisraelis, so there's an Issa Deraisa for a Psu Adaka to be Baba Kal Hashem. There's an Issa Deraisa for a Psu Adaka to marry the Yisraelis. On both sides of the Suffolk, there's an Issa Deraisa here. On the side, she's a Mamzeris, she's also a Deraisa. A Psu Adaka is also a Mamzeris. But you should say Kai. On the side, she's not a Mamzeris, there's an Issa Deraisa. There's an Issa Vaivo Psu Adaka Bakal Hashem. It's a different Isser. On the Tzad, she's a Mamzeris. This is Le'ave Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. Isser for her to marry a Psu Adaka. She's not Kal Hashem. But there's an Isser for him to marry Mamzeris. Le'ave Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. On the Tzad, she's a Bas Yisrael. So she's not a Mamzer. But then there's an Isser Le'ave Psu Adaka B'Kal Hashem. She can't marry him. It's a Psu Adaka B'Kal Hashem. B'Kal Hashem. Either way, it's an Isser Deraisa. What's the Pshat in the Rambam that it's Mutter because Le'goz are all Sveikon? Olodikakasha. Even there's a Teretz, it's a Deichik. I'm not going to Imarik so much with it. I want to say over the Shmaitzer's text. The Shmaitzer, Shev Shmaitzer, Shmaitzer Aleph Perik Vav says a very, very geshmaka teretz, a tifa teretz. And he's also going to answer the Beis Shmuel's kasha. At the night of Yehuda's kasha, he says the following. He says, Midei Raisa, the halacha is that the same person, say you have a man who's a Suffolk Mamzer, Midei Raisa, he's allowed to marry a Mamzeris. And Midei Raisa, he's also allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. Because Mamzer Vadai, so he's allowed to marry a only Mamzer Vadai is also, he's allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. And only Kal Vadai is also, he's allowed to marry Mamzeris. Allah is Midaraisa, he can marry both of them at the same time. He could have two wives, one of Bas Yisrael Vadai, one of Mamzeris Vadai. Even though Mimanavshach, one of them is Asir. So now Yehuda says that that's only because when he's with each one, you'll say that this one's Mutter. In other words, when he's with the Mamzeris, you'll say, you'll be told he's a Mamzer. When he's with the Bas Yisrael, you'll be told that he's not a Mamzer. Mishmai says, no, that's not the word. Safik is Mutter B'Teris Vadai. When someone is a Safik, when someone is a Mamzer and it's not known, that's a different Yichus than a Mamzer Vadai. That's a different class. Like the Mishnah of Sar Yuxa makes different classes. Mamzer and the Shtuki, This class is in between Kal Hashem and Mamzer. So therefore, it's like a ger. Therefore, it's mutter b'mamzeris, and it's mutter b'bas Yisrael, b'tayris vaday. Even if you have a case where they both mamish come together in the same isha, would also be mutter. So that's why you can't say mimanushach. You can't say that if this isha is mamzeris, then she's also, because psuudak is also b'mamzeris, so it's also midiraisa. And if she's a Bas Yisrael, it's also midiraisa, because the psuudak is also a Bas Yisrael. Psuudak is only aser in a vaday mamzeris. She's a Safik mamzeris, she's mutatim b'tayris vaday. And also, a psuudak is only aser in a Bas Yisrael vaday. Kal vaday v'loi kal Safik. She, since she's a Safik mamzeris, she's mutatu psuudak b'tayris vaday. And say any mimanavshach, it doesn't matter. That she's not a vaday mamzeris means there's definitely no isav le'yave mamzer. The fact that she's not a vaday bas Yisrael means there's definitely no isav le'yave psuadaka. There's no isav deraisa klal l'klal. That's the answer to the Yudas Kasha. And the answer to Beis Shmuel's Kasha. Again, the Beis Shmuel's Kasha was, Echinami mitzad the isav derabbanan. That one is not allowed to marry a Suffolk mamzeris. So there we say, that doesn't apply to psuadaka, because they only made the isa fikshayim, not for psulim, just like the isa nesina. The isa derabanan of nesina doesn't apply for psuadaka, because they only made the isa fikshayim, not for psulim. Let him not be able to marry a suffix, because a suffix not let him marry a mamzer. Al tzur isa, she's not let him marry a mamzer. How could the suffix, why isn't the suffix have an isa derabanan to marry a psuadaka? Zag de shmaitza, because the isa derabanan is an isa called mala asa b'yuchsin. It's not the pshat that the Rabbanan were chayshish. Rabbanan, you have to be chayshish for the tzad mamzeris. Like we said, there's no such thing. A suffix is in a different class. The Raisa, this class of sveikis isn't b'chlal v'yisr. Min Rabbanan, what's the pshat that is b'chlal v'yisr? Min Rabbanan, in the maila of yuchsin, like the Gemara says, maila osa b'yuchsin, you don't want the class of shtuki, which is a higher yichus than the class of mamzer, to mix with mamzer. We also don't want the class of Shtuki, which is a lower Yichus than the class of Yisrael Vaday, to mix with Yisrael. That's considered a Chsarin Yuchsin. So that's why a Safik Mamzeris can't marry a Vaday Mamzer. Because a Safik Mamzeris is in a higher class than a Vaday Mamzer. And there's a Chsarin Yichus if she marries a Vaday Mamzer. She's ruining the Yichus. But a Psuadaka Tainata, he's Bekdusha Seikai. There's no Chsarin Yichus to Psuadaka. Like we said, the fact that the Rambam paskins that a psuadaka is asa b'mamzeris, and this goes back to how I explained the Gemara in the beginning that we discussed this when we started the Mishnah. That means l'shitas the Rambam that a psuadaka is asa b'mamzeris, so it's just stam and iser. It's not the pshat that a psuadaka can't marry a bas Yisrael because a psuadaka is in the yichus of psuleikol. He's not. He's in the yichus of Yisrael. He's with Yishasekoi. Have Kedusha's Kuna. That he loses the Kedusha. But Kedusha's Klal Yisrael he still has. So the Safek Mamzeris is not going down in Yichus by marrying a Psuadaka. Not the Pshat that Min Rabbanan they were Chayshish for a Safek Isser. That's not the Yisurim that they made by Safek Mamzer to marry a Bas Yisrael or to marry a Mamzer Vaday. There, Midaraisa it's Mutta B'Tayris Vaday. Chazal wouldn't be Machma like that. Chazal and Machma like it says in Kedusha in Maila Asa B'Yuchsin. I'll consider the Safik Mamzer a Chsarin Yichus with the Yisrael, because she's lower than Yisrael, and a Chsarin Yichus with the Mamzer, because she's higher than the Mamzer. But it's not a Chsarin Yichus with the Psuadaka, because the Psuadaka is not a Chsarin Yichus B'chlal. He's B'Yishasekai. He's B'Kal. You're going to say he's B'Yishasekai. So then how could he marry the Safik Mamzer? He's higher than a Safik Mamzer. He's B'Yishasekai. There the Teretz is because these Gzeiris, they didn't make by Psuleikol. They didn't make the Gzeiris by Psuleikol. They didn't make a Gzeiris by Nesina. Oh, he's higher than Nesina, even though the Shesekai. They didn't make Gzeiris in him because he's also lovely Bekal. The Heinein Divya Rambam, Hayalub Suadaka, also lovely Bekal, like Gozer by Al Nesina, Valayal Esvekais. Not the pshat that he doesn't have a higher Yichas. He does. There is a mockum for a Mal Osir B'Yuchsin to say that he can't marry Nesina or Esvekais. But once he's also loved the call, they didn't want to make any Xerus on him. They allowed him or his Yichus and marry a Safik Mamzer. Shmuel's Kasha, why is a Safik Mamzer allowed to marry him? A Safik Mamzer not allowed to marry a Mamzer? There it says, a Safik Mamzer can't marry a Mamzer because it's less Yichus. a psuadakis shesekoi. He has mamashul the ichus. There, the zichah not a problem of any zeir. That's a shmeitzes teretz.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.